Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This is the special schutz for Rabbi Rosh Hashiyichu and the schutz for Fuas Rabbi Moshe ben Malka, Moshe ben Rezel, Harav Moshe ben Rezel, and Harav Yitzchak ben Baruchah, B'Shol Shalcha Yisrael, L'Nishmas Maris Esther Bas Shmuel, Shlomo ben Shimon, Rabbi Aaron ben Yaakov Shachner, Rabbi Yaakov Shalom ben Dov Ber, Rabbi Yoel ben Pinchas HaLevi, Rabbi Alexander Zisha Ben Yosef. We discuss the union of Eid Echad B'Yisurim B'Yischazek Yisura based on the Torah of Maran Rosh HaYeshiva Chaim Shmuel Levitz Atzal. We've been going through the Shari Chaim, Rav Chaim's Shiurim Siyata Deshmaya. We've never failed to see Neflos Mitoras Hashem, and we wish ourselves, we pray that we should be Zochet to continue. Gemara and Beis Amit Beis and Gittin says Eid Echad Neman B'Yisurim. Rashi says Shareihem Mina Torah Kol Echad VeEchad MiYisrael Al Hafrashas Truma VeAl Hashchita VeAl Nikur Hagid VeHachelev. Rashi says that how do you know that Eid Echad Neman B'Yisurim? Because you see that the Torah believed people when they said that they were Mafrish Truma, that they shechted the animal, that they removed the Gid Hanoshe, they did Nikur of the Gid, of the Chelev, of the unkosher fats. Since the Torah believed them, you say, Eid Echad Neman, B'Yisurim, Tosis and Dibur HaMaschil, Eid, writes that Rashi should not have, we discussed this in the past, Rashi should not have mentioned Hafrasha's Truma V'Shchita, because in these cases he's Neman, even though Ischazik Yisura. Why? Because biyado litakno. Normally we have a rule that Eid Echad Neman B'Yisurim, but not against the Cheskas Isser. And therefore Rashi should not have mentioned Hafrashas Truma and Shchita, because here the person is believed even though there is a Cheskas Isser. Mishum de biyado litakno, because he can fix it. As by Hafrashas Truma, he can mafrish Shurim. By Shchita, he can shech properly. So since Biyado, Lissakno, he could fix it, it's Biyado, therefore he's believed, even though there's a Cheskas Isser. And Tosis continues, and says that Shchita, even though he can't fix it now, that he's being made, Meikara, originally he could have. Otherwise, why is he believed? Since there's a Cheskas Isser, it must be because even though it was originally biyado, that is enough for us to be machshir, the edus, and the shchita. The Meiri asks, and that we say that Eid Echad eino neman b'yisurim, hechad is chazek, that Eid Echad is not believed in iser, when there is already a cheskas iser, b'shchita, frak the Meiri, neman lahatir mashi huchsak b'iser. B'shchita, he is believed to say, to be matir already what's becheskas iser. Like we say, behema b'chayeha, becheskas iser omedes. That a behema in its lifetime is becheskas iser. So the Miri asks this kasha. If we hold Eid Echad's only neman b'yisurim, if it's not a schazik, but if schazik is not believed, then how is he believed on the shechita? By the animal in its lifetime is becheskas iser, so there is a chazaka. And for the Miri, the cave and the chazin and the mesa, since we see that the animal died, the Isser Aver Min Achai went bye-bye. And therefore, there is no longer a Cheskas Isser. Only Behemah B'Chayah B'Cheskas Isser Omedes. But now the animal is dead, so there's no longer a Cheskas Isser, so we can believe the person. And he asks on this, according to the Mefarshim, that the Cheskas Isser is because the b'chayah, the animal has a cheskas iser eino zavuach, that it's not properly shechted. So even though we see that it's dead, it never went out of its cheskas iser. Because maybe there was a nechira done. Maybe it wasn't a proper shechita. So how do we believe in Eid Echad? Ad kan, midivrei ha-me'iri, ha-mavur b'divrei ha-me'iri. So it emerges from the words of the Me'iri that if we explain that behema b'chaya b'cheskas iser omedes, the hainu iser aver min hachai, that you hold that behema b'chaya b'cheskas iser, refers to the Isser of Eivra min HaChai, Ukidas Rashi, Bebeitza 25a, Dibor HaMaschil HaFuke, so Eid Echad is made on the Shechita, it's not Eidus against the Schazik Yisura, because we see that the animal is now dead. So we don't have a problem of the animal being B'cheskas alive, B'cheskas Eivra min HaChai. Because the Yisr Eivra min HaChai is gegangen, it already is, it left. And there's no new Isser here. He says, only a problem if you hold the problem as Isser and Zavuch, but the problem is the Isser Eivra min HaChai, so the animal is now dead, so there's no more Cheskas Isser. But we have to understand, since that the animal was Be'isser Eivra min HaChai, that's considered a Cheskas Isser to be Machriya, to decide the status of the animal if there's a suffix in the Shechita, because we hold that Machzikin may Isser le'Isser. Ramban, Rashba, the Yavam Islam, Ramit Beis, Ma'arit Chelek Aleph, Simon Pei Beis, all brought in the Shmaitza, in Shmaitza Hei, Perek Aleph, Ein Sham Gam Perek Vav. So, we hold Machzikin may Isser le'Isser. What does it mean Machzikin may Isser le'Isser? That if the Behema has a cheskas iser, and now there's a suffix iser acher, if the iser hakodem, if the previous iser, has been discarded, removed, then you are machzik, it's still be iser, meaning you went from one cheskas iser to another, even though it's a different cheskas iser, it doesn't matter. Because, why doesn't it matter? Because it originally was muhsak b'isser, now it's still muhsak b'isser, and it doesn't bother us that it's may isser le'isser. So here also, originally it was muhsak b'wad isser, b'isser eivra min HaChai. And now, we don't know if it was properly shechted. So you're right, it doesn't have an isser eivra min HaChai anymore, but it should have it should still be usser. Because if you have a suffix in the shechita, machzikin m'isser le'isser, and you don't assume that the shechita was a good shechita, and if that's true, then how do you believe in Eid Echad? Even if the problem is Eivra min HaChai Dik, how do you believe the Eid Echad? V'makom dis chazek isura. If there's a cheskas iser, how do you believe the Eid Echad? You're right, now the animal's dead. But machzikin mi yisr le yisr. So you could be machzik from the yisr of Eivra min HaChai to an yisr of Eino Zavuach. Machzikin mi yisr le yisr. So we see from this that even though we hold machzikin may isser le isser, nevertheless, it's not considered that Eid Echad is being made against this chazik. And hopefully we will explain the geder. In the Sefer Bayis Naaman, in Cheder Chof Aleph, it's a Sefer Bayis Naaman, so you have to go to the 21st room, it's a pretty big house. So he's Marich Ben Nidon, he discusses at length the issue, is Eid Echad believed? B'makom chazaka may isser le isser ayin sham. We see Mvur Lehejia the Meiri that an Eid Echad is believed, right? Because here it's a case of Machzik and Meisr Leisr. And the Meiri says, if that's the issue, if there are two different Isurim, then Eid Echad is believed. So Eid Echad is believed, it's not considered as Chazik when an Eid Echad is made in the case of Meisr Leisr. Tosfos, who writes that by Shechita it's considered is Chazik Isura. Tosis who holds that by Shechita it's considered as Chazik Isura, Tosis is L'shitosam there in Beitza, that Behema B'chayeha B'cheskas Isser Omedes. What Isser? Isser ain't a Zvucha. So that's not May Isser Le Isser. That's one Isser. So Taka the Eid Echad is being made K'neged is Chazik Isura. But the Meiri holds that it's not considered being made neged ischazik isura when it's me isser le isser, because the Meiri is talking about when it's me isser le isser. It's me isser le isser, so the Eid Echad is not considered made neged ischazik. But Tosis is l'shitas, and Tosis says that it is neged ischazik, and that's because they hold that the isser is anas vucha, which is before when it's still alive and even after it's dead. Parenthetically, Rashi in our sugya says that Shechita is Ischazik Isura, just it's Biyado. And Rashi holds that the Chazaka of Shechita is Meyisr Lisser, because Rashi in Beitza says that the Isser is Avram and Achai, and yet Rashi holds that it still is Ischazik. Right? So Rashi says that you took care of the Ischazik because it's Beyado, but it's still considered Ischazik. And Rashi in Beitza holds that the Ischazik is from Avram and Achai to Enos Avuch, so it's Meyisr Lisser, and yet Rashi still holds it's considered Ischazik. But according to the Meiri, it's not considered that Eid Achad is being made a negative Ischazik if we're going from Isser to Isser. And according to the Meiri, far enfert the kasha of the Pnei Yehoshua later on in our Masechta, that according to Abayu holds in the sugya there that biyado lo moel elim kein atu biyado, that biyado has to be presently biyado, not in the past it was biyado. Ayin sham betos dibur maschil omar betos kedushin samachel mebeiz maschil nitmu. So if so, we have a kasha. Why is a person Naman ala shechita? Now it's not biyado. How, according to Abaye, who holds that it has to be biyado now in order for a person to be believed? So, how is this shechet believed? Now it's no longer biyado. Now that he's being made, the animal's already dead. So it's not biyado lahatir. But based on what we said, it's very good. Because in the chazak of shechita, it's meyisr leisr. And in Eid Echad is Naman, when he's made against this chazik, when it's meyisr leisr. Parenthetically, we still have kasha l'shita sateisvis, that there is one cheskas iser. It's ein azvucha, and then it stays ein azvucha. And if you hold it has to be biyado now, it's no longer biyado, so the biyado doesn't help you. So that's parenthetically. Hopefully, we'll get back to that. So let's explain what this is all about. That Eid Echad is not believed, what's the reason? Yesh ladun b'taymo. What's the reason that Eid Echad is not believed b'schazek isura? Sheyesh lefarish, shumishum shekol ne'aman nuso shel Eid Echad hu rak b'makom safek. The whole ne'amonus of an Eid Echad is only in a case of safek. But where it is a chazaka, heichad is chazik lan, v'huchra hadin b'toras psak vaday, ein heichad ne'amon. Where it is chazik, and there is a achra b'toras psak vaday. You know what happens in such cases? In such cases, we don't believe in Eid Echad. Maybe that's why Eid Echad is not believed in Makom Shis Chazek Isura. Because in Eid Echad, it's only believed in Makom Safek. But if it's Chazek, that's already Hachra. So sorry, Charlie, sorry, Eid Echad. However, it would appear that that's not the reason. That really, even though there was a Hachra, but Teras Vadai, an Eid Echad is still Naaman. An Eid Echad is Naaman, even though there's a Hachra b'Toras Vaday. Just, that's the halacha, that it's b'koyach shel Eid Echad. How much koach does he have? He cannot change what's muchsuk. He might be able to change a Hachra b'Toras Vaday, but not what's muchsuk. If there was no chazak involved, he'd be believed. But the moment you have a chazaka, an Eid Echad is not believed against a chuchsak lanu. And therefore we can say that hani mili, this applies when eichash deha chazaka kvo koivas shaloi nishtana klal, when the chazaka establishes that nothing changed. And therefore we are not going to have a suffix lest it changed. In such an instance, the Eid Echad doesn't have the power to change the Chazaka, because the Chazaka establishes that nothing here changed. I like the way Rav Asher Weiss defines Chazaka. Ikaron I ha'ishtanut. The principle of things not changing. The more things change, the more they stay the same. Chazaka, they stay the same. Gevaldik. So, we don't have a Chazaka the Eid Echad doesn't have the power to change what's muhzak. The Eid Echad doesn't have the power to change what's muhzak, because it's already muhzak that it didn't change. But in an instance where it definitely changed, and the discussion is there now a new Isser? Just we decide that the Cheftza is Aser, since it was already Muchzak be'Isser, that's what it means. Mechzikin me'Isser le'Isser. We know it changed. We know it changed. We just don't know. We just don't know whether a new Isser was Chal. So what do we do in such a case? If you hold Machzikin me'Isser le'Isser, your machriya that the cheftza is aser, since it was muhzak lan be'iser. So in such an instance, an eid echad is believed, since he is not testifying to change the matzav and the metzias. An eid echad is not naman against the chazaka when you know the metzias is a certain way. The eid echad is not naman to testify that the metzias is different. That's all true. But if you know that the Metzias changed, and normally in the absence of the Eid Echot, you would say that the Metzias changed l'Isser, from one Isser to another Isser. So in such a case, an Eid Echot is believed to say that there's no Isser here, there's no new Isser, because he's not being made against a Chazaka. If the reason were that we're Machriya, an Eid Echot can't be made against our Hachra, sorry, Machzik and Mi'isr l'Isser, we're Machriya. But that's not the pshat. If we say the pshat is that an Eid Echad is not believed to change from the Chazaka, so if we know it changed, then we can now go ahead and believe the Eid Echad. And even though it's Mukhra B'Taras Vadai, but that's not Monea, that doesn't prevent the Ne'amanus Ha'Eid. And so is Mashma from what the Ran writes, Bidas Rashi, the Ma'arik, Bidas HaTosfos, that Biyado is effective to be Megareya, the Koach of the Chazaka, and it's considered Eid Echad Shelo B'Mako Mischazik when it's Biyado. And even though Vadai, we Paskin, and we're Machriya like the Chazaka, and the Din is Mukhra, the Din is decided B'Tayras Vadai in a very definitive way, nevertheless, Biyado is effective because the Etzem HaChazaka prevents the Ne'emanus. The Chazaka, Etzem HaChazaka, he monas Es HaNe'emanus. And not the Hachoras HaDin. And therefore, the Biyado is effective to be Misalek this problem of not believing the aid. Because what's the problem we can't believe the aid? It's a chazaka. He's not believed against the chazaka to change the chazaka. But biyado is megareya. Biyado weakens, impedes the power of the chazaka. And therefore it's considered Eid Echad, Shelo B'Makom Mischazik. So even though we see here that we're Machri a certain way, it doesn't matter. We still believe the Eid Echad, because now it's no longer considered B'Makom Mischazik. The Ayin B'Meiri, the Meiri writes that even those who hold that Behema B'Chaya B'Cheskas Iser, that in the animal's lifetime he's becheskas iser, and that's the iser of Eiver Men Achai, it could still be Eid Echad Neged HaChazaka if we saw that the animal was alive, and then an Eiver is brought to us, and we didn't see that the animal was shechted. So here you have a cheskas iser, Eiver Men Achai, because maybe it was detached from a living animal. So you can even have an Isser of Aver Min HaChai after the animal is dead, because you don't know when this limb was detached, when this. And so the Meiri brings from Miktsas Mechavereinu Mitartzim, some of our friends want to say Shemeach Hashena Achshav Why? Because originally it was alive, and now an Aver comes in front of us. This isn't called a Cheskas Isser. In other words, Ayin Shem and the Meiri, but this stems very well with what we're saying. Why? Because even though in this case, Vada Yeshkan Cheskas Isser Gemura, there's definitely a Cheskas Isser. Why is there a Cheskas Isser? Because Behema Bechayeha Becheskas Isser Ever Menachai. And now the limb is brought before us, and we don't know when this limb was detached. Mechayim or La'achar Achayim. So afshe bazev vada yesh kan cheskas iser gemura, even though here you definitely have a cheskas iser, mikol makom kevin de shinui vada yahaya vehasafek eze shinui neman al ze eid echad kevin sheino bal echad shinui klal. So this eid echad is not being mechadish a shinui. He's not saying that it changed. We know it changed. The animal is dead. So therefore, since he's not coming to be Mechadish Hashinu, he's believed. And this would also explain what we mentioned before, Shita Satosfus. Shita Satosfus is that what's the Cheskas Isser? Isser Ein Azvucha. And now that the animal is Shechted, how do we believe in Eid Echad? It's still Cheskas Ein Azvucha. The answer is, it's not considered as Chazek Isura, because there was definitely a Shinui. Because the animal was alive, and now it's dead. And the animal was shechted. The question is it a kasher or shechita or not? So even though there's a cheskas iser of eina zvucha that it's not properly shechted, an eid echad is still neman. Because an eid echad is only not believed to say that there was a shinui. But here we see there was a shinui. So therefore the eid echad is going to be believed. So that's the yisod gadol in the testimony of an eid echad against iser. And Amir Tzah Hashem, we have more to discuss in this line of thought, and I am hoping that you will stay with me and I will stay with you, and we will see continuing niflos mitaras Hashem Yisbarach. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.